devoted to her, is dedicated to the health, wellness, and overall well-being of women of color, with direct emphasis on their mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Samantha Jade Miner, but since we're all friends, you can call me Sam. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to a new episode of Devoted to Her. This week was supposed to be about self-image, how we see ourselves. But I wanted to talk about something else right now. We'll go back to discussing self-image next week, if you don't mind. This has been weighing heavy on my heart for like a week now, and I wanted to get it off my chest and discuss it and see if it resonates with anyone out there. So, I don't know if you've heard past episodes, however, I am a cancer survivor, not once, but twice. I haven't discussed my second ordeal with cancer. I've done interviews on other podcasts and talked about it on different platforms, but I've never discussed it on my platform. That's not the topic of this episode, but it plays into it. So, things that I have heard over the past few years is that cancer is something that, for some people, this is definitely not for everyone. Cancer is something that is sent or meant to teach you a message, to give you a message, to give you a lesson from it. That's a hard pill to swallow. And I wanted nothing to do with that the first time around. Like, I played with it a little while, I toyed with it, and I was like, no, this sucks, I don't want to think about it anymore, until I was forced to think about it again. And I took a different route the second time. I had to clear out a lot of things. I just recently watched a documentary called Conquering Cancer, The Missing Link, by this guy, Nathan Crane. I'd never heard about him before, but I'm glad that I found him. And for some people, dealing with illness, they say that your emotions or toxic emotions No, I'm sorry. Your emotions can be the most toxic thing in the room. And for me, that was true. And I really had to find God on the way to finding myself. Because I thought I knew who I was. I thought I had it all together. I was getting my life in order for a second or third time. I really thought that I was on the right track. I was doing what I was supposed to do until cancer hit me for a second time. And I realized I'm not living the way that I'm supposed to. There were still things that I had to fix. There were still things like I had to dig down deep and realize there were changes I had to make. And I'm not just talking about nutrition. I'm talking about emotional changes, changes in my circle, changes in a lot of things. And now it's coming up on next month. It'll be 1 year since I finished chemotherapy. And in June, it'll be a year of finishing radiation. And the thing that I still wasn't grasping, the thing that I wasn't understanding until recently, is because you have to, you know, what did they say, find the silver lining in everything. And that could be hard, especially while you're in it. Like, while you're in it, what's that silver lining? You know, what's the lesson? What's the message? So for me, it didn't come to me until recently. I was making all these changes in my life, but the main thing I had to change was how I saw myself, because how I saw myself affected or was a direct result of who I had in my life, who I had around me, and how I was allowing them to treat me. Because until I saw myself as someone that deserved better, someone that deserved joy, someone that deserved love, someone that deserves happiness, until I came to that discovery, I realized I didn't really like the way people around me were talking to me, about me, and how they were treating me. And sometimes it wasn't so in your face. So it would take me a second. I would have to step back and think, hold on a minute, something didn't feel right about what this person just said. And it's like, why do I have to take a step back every time I talk to this person and think about what they said? And should I let it affect my feelings? And then after a while, I realized it doesn't matter who it is. If you don't like the way that someone leaves you feeling after you speak to them, then maybe you don't need to speak to them. And this is how I talk to myself. It's like, sometimes there's people in our lives that are really just sent for us to learn certain lessons. People, jobs, situations, like, they can all be here to teach us lessons. And I sat down one day and I realized, like, wow, I feel peace. I feel nothing but peace. And I realized it's because I had to change what I could change. You know, like, I had to stop stressing about the things that I could not change and just focus on what I could. And that was the people around me. That was the people I was talking to. So, in order for me to protect my peace and care for myself mentally and emotionally, because all that affects your body as well, the body, mind, your emotions, your heart, all that's connected. And I really have to protect my peace. And I want all of you to do that too. And it's so unfortunate that it took something like cancer for me to evaluate who's around me, who's talking to me, who's in my corner, who's being positive, who's being, I learned from a phrase from someone recently, nice, nasty, like someone that's coming across nice, but they're really low key being nasty to you, being shady. I would just call it being shady, but nice, nasty sounds better because you're looking at them as a friend, but they're saying some nasty stuff to you, like stuff that you wouldn't say to anyone that you care about. And I'm not saying that people do this intentionally, because I've come across situations where I don't know if certain people meant things intentionally, but I know I didn't like the way that it made me feel. And I know you're probably thinking, well, have you addressed it? Yeah, I have addressed certain things to people. Like, hey, you know, you did this and it made me feel this way. And then they try and flip it on you. I'm like, oh, I see. Okay, that's what we're doing? Gotcha. You know, so there's a lot of people that I've cut ties with or I've just let naturally fall away because it's just better for my spirit. You know, I was doing a Bible devotional the other day, and the scripture was the one about how iron sharpens iron. And it's like, wow. who do you have around you that's really in your corner, like really in your corner that you don't have to question, no doubts, you know? So that's where I'm at. I'm protecting my peace. It means a lot less people around me, and I'm okay with that because, you know, the saying, it's supposed to be quality over quantity anyway. But I'm protecting my peace. I'm going deeper with my relationship with God. And I'm really focused on me for a change and on my goals. Like, I used to be one of those people that as soon as the phone rang, I had to answer it. Or as soon as I got a text message, I had to reply. Because the way I grew up, you know, it's like, oh, this person's gonna be upset if I don't answer them right away. But no, like boundaries. You gotta create boundaries. So now I happily put my phone on do not disturb. If you have an iPhone, you can put your phone on do not disturb and make it so only your quote unquote favorite people can get through. And my kids are my favorite people. My niece is my favorite people. One of my aunts is my favorite people. They can get through no matter what. So think about who your favorite people are. I love putting my phone on D&D. It's my new favorite thing. It's my new boundary. Because I wear a lot of hats. I do a lot of freelance. And people will ask you to do things all hours in the night, you know, or whatever the case may be. You can just politely tell them, no, this is my time right now. But if you haven't gotten to that point yet, put your phone on D&D or ignore it. Let it go to voicemail and get back to it when you feel comfortable with getting back to them. But this is the season of protecting my peace. And only allowing certain people access to me because, as I told my son earlier today as we were talking, not everybody deserves access to you. You choose who deserves access to you. And access can be granted and it can be denied. It's your choosing. It all depends on how that person makes you feel. You know the saying, you should always leave somebody better than when you found them, that's how people should leave you too. Better than what they found you. If they're not adding and they're taking away, access needs to be denied. I hope it doesn't sound harsh, but if it does, then maybe this message isn't for you, and it's okay. But this is what was on my heart and what I had to share because we should all be protecting our peace. That's it for this episode of Devoted to Her. Let's get the conversation started. Hit me up on social media. Leave me some reviews. Let me know how you're feeling and what you're thinking about the show. Be sure to share it with your friends and loved ones. And maybe you got to send this episode to somebody that is disrupting your peace so they can get the hint if you don't want to tell them directly. I am your host, Samantha Miner. It's been a pleasure, and as always, take care of you. See you next week.